Okay, something else you're working on. Boy, this is getting a lot of attention. Something that fathers' rights groups, you know, say is long overdue, efforts to kind of level the playing field when it comes to issues involving child custody in divorce cases. And you find yourself right in the middle of this controversy. It's called shared parenting. And what's up with that now?
Well, I'm working on behalf of both the Dads of Michigan, but also the Moms of Michigan organization and the Family Rights Coalition. And this is really a family issue. Our focus is really on what is in the best interests of children. And we believe that even though in the tragedy of divorce, that children really need the active involvement of both parents in their lives in order to thrive. And all kinds of social research over the last 20 years have proven this out. And what we have in Michigan, like in many other states, is a situation where in 4 out of 5 cases, the mother is traditionally awarded sole physical custody of the children, and dads are reduced in many ways to being a real part-time involvement in their child's lives, either, you know, a couple weekends a month and one night during the week. And what we'd like to do is see what we can do to level that playing field and bring some balance back to the system, and have the state law recognize that parents may divorce each other, but they never divorce their children. And we want to make sure that children have the active involvement of both parents, fathers and mothers, and we're hoping to change law to make that presumption a reality.
You know, after all this time, there have been so many efforts to try to make things more balanced. But, you know, the courts have been under a lot of pressure, you know, to do this, Gary Nayert. But I mean, the facts speak for themselves. All too often, you have a case where you have the mom and the dad. And even though the dad is better suited for whatever reason to take custody, whether it be full custody or most of the custody, so often today the courts will still give that to the woman, even though reports show that she is less fit to care for the kids. When we talk about the long-term well-being of the youngsters, I mean, that's what it's all about. So based on what we know, why do you figure that still is?
I think what we have is really an institutional bias that the system of family law, the system of the friend of the court, and the government bureaucracies that have been grown up around the 3 decades since we've passed no-fault divorce.
The notion that women are automatically better able to care for the kids. In this day and age, though, it seems like, don't you figure if there were any fixes to be made, and certainly there are fixes that need tending to, that would have been handled by now. What do you think the holdup is?
Well, I think what you have is the traditional notion, and I think if you go back 20 or 30 years, it would be the case that there was a higher percentage of stay-at-home moms nurturing children and raising children when the dads were out being the traditional breadwinner, the hunter-gatherer role.
Yeah, but everyone knows that's ancient history today, and that's been the case for a long time. But still,
absolutely,
it's incredible. Despite that, even then, it seems like the courts don't take a step back and say, you know, times have changed, we have to modify things.
Well, and I don't want any of your listeners to interpret what we're working on as being hostile to mothers, because it's not. What we want to do is, and we're not looking to swing this pendulum to the side of fathers. What we're looking to do is change the system so that the children are really the ones that are watched out for and taken care of, and that the needs of children are paramount, and children will thrive when both parents are actively involved in their lives. So we're looking for just to bring the pendulum back to center with a little bit of balance, and it's been interpreted by a lot of people who are vested in the status quo, a lot of organizational interests that derive their livelihood from the way that the current system operates. They're the ones that are most resistant to any kind of change.
Now, in the past, there have been many efforts to try to modify things, and those efforts have fallen short. Are you going about this in such a way where you hope this time, whatever changes you're promoting, those who have final decisions will really take it seriously?
Well, there's really two dynamics at work here. One is that this issue is not a Michigan-specific problem that's being addressed, but the issue of shared parenting is popping up in state capitals all over the country, and there are states that are having some success, and there are states that have had failures with this type of legislation. And what we find is this national wave will start to catch on, and as some states pass legislation, it will become easier for other states to do the same. The other dynamic that is fairly unique to Michigan is that under the concept of term limits in the legislature, those elected officials who are the decision makers who represent the people in Michigan, the turnover among elected officials is so high that right now there are very few individuals in the Capitol who were even in office the last time this issue was ever raised, and this issue was introduced a number of years ago. We also have in Michigan this bill that we're working on, which is House Bill 5267. The primary sponsor of this bill is Representative Leslie Mortimer from Jackson, which is here in the mid-Michigan area, and it's very helpful that the champion of our legislative cause is not an angry father, but in fact a progressive, well-spoken, articulate, intelligent female office holder who understands the impact that this issue has on all family members.